everyone, and welcome to Kansas City Actors Radio Theater. I'm Cinnamon Schultz, and I'll be your host today for another episode of the finest radio drama performed by your favorite Kansas City actors. This week, we have episode 8 of our original series, Kansas City 1924, written by local playwright Forrest Attaway. Our sponsor for Kansas City 1924 is Tomstown Distilling Company, downtown Kansas City's first legal distillery since Prohibition, bringing back the roaring 20s in every bottle when the king of Kansas City was Boss Tom Pendergast. He ruled over a city of gamblers, speakeasies, and rule breakers. The Paris of the Plains never missed a drop of gin, bourbon, or vodka, and they still don't. Tomstown spirits don't just break the rules, they change the game. You can find their vodka, gin, and bourbon at your local liquor store. Tomstown, the people are thirsty. And I hope you people are thirsty for another taste of Kansas City 1924. And now, episode 8, Blood.
Of Kansas City feel like paper sheets this summer night. Small tears are allowing a gentle wind to whistle down 12th Street. It feels like a ghost town. Revenue agent Rouse has taken the keys from Giovanni, and now his expansive enterprise grinds to a halt. All those employed are arrested, save the musicians. All guests are lined up in the street and subsequently fined and brushed away. Vincent pulls up in a truck, but before he and Rose can exit, they are met by Sweet Anthony.
Don't get out of the truck.
What's going on?
Joey's place has all got popped tonight.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
So what's the play?
So Joey's at the Stone House. Do you know where that is?
I do.
I don't know if word has gotten to him yet, so we might be the ones spoiling his evening.
Who was it?
Revenue agents.
Revenue agents?
Mm-hmm.
You sure?
Am I sure? Well, I didn't get everybody's name when they were pulling the whore off my lap, but their badges were shiny. Am I sure?
Well, I have to get Rose home, so I'll just meet you there.
Don't tarry, Holiday.
I won't.
I mean it. There better not be any handprints on this glass, pretty boy.
You're a real son of a bitch, Tony.
No time for love, children. We have grown-up stuff to do tonight.
You're the only thing slow in our schedule, Tony.
Oh, yeah. Is that right?
Let's go, Vincent.
Oh, you better do as she says, Fratello.
I'll see you there.
Yeah, good night, Rose.
You're not right in the head, Tony.
Yeah, and you should stick to singing, Buttercup.
Oh. I do not like that man.
Really? I didn't pick up on that.
And I don't like the way he talks to you.
He probably doesn't like the way you talk to him.
I care.
Marianne Cotton, you care.
Oh, you like him?
Absolutely not. Guy's a wacko.
Well, you don't go out of your way to make a case for yourself when he's around.
It's better not to jostle people like Anthony Borelli.
You're scared of him.
Yeah, you should be too. Man's a ghoul. Dark, striding soul in this world. Kind of man who'd bleed his own children for kicks.
Vinny Holiday, patron saint of not looking for trouble.
I'm just saying I would rather not give the man a reason.
You should come in. For coffee. It's just that Daddy's home.
Speaking of men I'm terrified of?
Now stop.
I'm on a schedule, dear Rose. And it looks like my night's already busted. No reason to bust up your father's, too.
At least say hi.
The man doesn't like me.
He just doesn't know you like I do.
I would hope not. That would make for an awful dinner party.
See? He doesn't know you're funny.
I'm not sure the man even knows my name. Last week he called me Kenny.
He's doing that on purpose. He knows your name. He's just checking your bones.
Well, there's enough to be said in his continued silence for me as well.
My father listens.
Your father glares, he harumphs, and he devours any confidence I may come to the table with.
He's just worried that his daughter is running around with some sort of miscreant.
Well, she is.
Hmm.
And she should know better.
Mm-hmm. What do you think Joey's going to do when he finds out about the Royale?
I don't care to speculate.
Vincent?
What?
Be careful.
For what feels like an eternity, Amy Pritchett has held up in her house, holding the morning soirees for her good friends and strangers. In her mind, she tells herself that she's running an illegal gambling and bootlegging outfit. In reality, she is doing just that. She has assumed the name Madame Amelia for her own amusement and because of the discomfort it causes her keepers, Tom and Cece. It's the wee hours of the morning, and the Pritchett home, now turned speakeasy, is humming.
Cece, I need you to take these drinks to the study.
I done told you, Miss Amy, I'm not playing in your party games.
Once again, you have mistaken me for a stranger.
I have not.
Tom,
who
is this Amy Cece keeps prattling about?
I wouldn't know, Madam Amelia. Never heard that name before.
Don't get wise on me, T-Tom. I'm not carrying no tray.
A disgruntled employee. You want I should have her removed?
You better talk to that hand before you lay it on me.
Now, Cece, you're not being very sporting. And to think all the years I've spent breaking my back to make this club what it is today.
What years?
And you, Charlie Cox, my best girl, playing the badger at the top of your lungs.
Insubordination.
And in front of the man
now,
I love.
Wait, would you hold on now?
Oh, Thomas. Don't, Thomas, take me in your arms before I fall right here on the floor.
Amy.
Amelia.
Amelia. I was going to take those drinks to the study.
No, no, no. I'll run those drinks. You take care of the love of your life.
Steady, girl.
Oh, kiss me, Captain. My destiny lies in those strong, welcoming lips.
Oh, sticks, T-Tom, you done made Captain.
Kiss me, lover. Oh, kiss me.
I demand intermission.
Impossible. The art demands a kiss or a gunshot before intermission.
You want I should shoot you, T-Tom?
Mom! Oh, God! Mama! Ma, are you here?
Willie boy! No, get out of the way! No, clear out! Now!
Tom, we've been laid down, Tom.
Hey, look at me, Willie boy. Just focus on me. Charlie! Hot water! Now!
Good God, what is happening?
Amy, get your mother.
Is he really shot?
Amy, now!
Mother! Mother!
Now, Willie boy, you are gonna be fine. Just breathe easy.
They're all dead, Tommy.
Now, who's that?
My brother. Skaggs and his brother, they're all gone.
Easy now. Charlie, I need those towels.
Here they is. Now y'all get out of here. Go on now, party's over. Get out. Do we need irons?
No. Looks like it went clear through. You say Skaggs is dead?
Yeah, I'm sorry. My truck cut most of the lead thrown at me. They killed my brother, Tom.
Now, Willie boy, look at me. Tell me exactly what happened.
We stopped this box truck dressed up like an ambulance. Skaggs knew him, knew he was running hooch. When the man went to the back, he pulled out a machine gun and burned it into us before any of us knew what was happening.
Did you get a name and a face?
Skaggs called him Kelly. I didn't really see him.
Here's Pritchett, Tom.
Tom? Amy says we got injured in the house.
It's Willie boy, Ma. It's been shot in the shoulder.
Oh, stars. Willie boy, can you hear me?
They killed my brother, Ma.
Get this boy to a doctor, Tom.
Yes, ma'am.
Willie boy, you're going to be all right. We're going to get you taken care of.
This is George Kelly.
What's that?
The machine gun.
That's his first name? You saying the man was George Kelly?
Machine gun Kelly.
Kansas City sits on a network of caves, too easy to hide not only booze and bodies, but also intentions. Joey Giovanni meets with what's left of the inner circle in just such a place, referred to only as the Stone House. a safe place for Giovanni to sample the merchandise before it hits the market.
You're telling me that with all the ears in this town, no one heard a thing?
We knew nothing till the trucks were rolling, Joe.
Tell it to Sweeney. Somebody knew something, Joey.
Nothing, I tell you. It was a federal operation.
Where the hell is our man Lockridge in all this? Where is this warm blanket he promised?
I'm standing in the same lake you boys are.
What is it, Irish? You want your pubs back? You mix holding us down and letting TJ kick us in the teeth.
Tony.
Shut up, Holiday. It's what they want. Joey, this is Pendergast trying to handle you.
It wouldn't serve him.
Oh, and this potato eater. Traditore, traditore.
No, Anthony. There is no reason. Un bravo.
Well, the streets are crawling with city cops now, so it doesn't follow your Billy Boys knew nothing.
Yeah, brought in last minute for maintenance. Feds don't have the wagons for what transpired here tonight. Jails haven't been this filled since New Year's.
Okay, so either Holiday's right and you did know something, or you're right and you didn't know nothing. Tell me again why we do business with this dewdropper.
I was here before you were, Borelli.
Enough of this. You're worse than Spanish soldiers. Now we plan.
First, we should get our people back.
No, we find who is responsible and we drown their children in front of them.
We get our people back before the feds can lean on them and make them a liability.
We need to find the root of this assault. It can't be Pendergast. He's got too many irons in the fire with state elections.
He's the meanest goat in the yard. His brothers and him have swam through more blood than this.
Vincent is right. Our people are the priority. Their people are a luxury. First thing with the sun, we bail them all out. Tony, you do it.
What, me? But make Holiday do it. He's the new guy. I don't like those feds.
He can't do it, Pirelli. He's got a federal warrant.
Oh, is that so? Let me guess. Tax evasion?
You got a problem with me, Tony?
No, Mrs. Holiday. No problem, and I wouldn't want you to get any blood on those shoes.
I'll take them off.
Oh, do that, and I will run you through.
Stop it! Tony, get our people out at first light. Vincent, keep your shoes on. Sally, get back out there and find out what happened.
Sure, Joe. One thing, though.
What? What is it?
You're not going to get the girls back. Oh. Just like you're not getting any of the booze back.
And why is that?
He's talking about the Mann Act. Any woman or child that is a suspect of being a product of sex trafficking will remain detained until proven otherwise.
What trafficking? I earned those women.
Better get a good lawyer.
You get out, Sally. You go find Lockridge. You find out who is responsible for this bedlam.
It has to be the Cattle Queen.
She don't have the resources.
Sure she does.
She can't get to the revenue agents. That's what I'm telling you, Joey. This feels like Pendergast. He knows you're short-sleeved with the ranchers, and he is using this opportunity to retake the liquor operations.
Of course she can get to the revenue agents. Anybody can get to anyone. You know that, Joe. It's Bridget and her little army from Texas. I wouldn't be surprised if those suits were from Dallas.
That would explain our lack of information.
Also, what I said would explain why we didn't know.
Maybe. First, we need our people back. All of them.
Getting them to release those girls is going to be a puzzle. You're going to have to find something they want.
Oh, yeah. How about we give them the guy with the federal warrant?
Oh, are you going to be the one to walk me in?
I would consider it my civic duty.
Oh, you would you?
Enough! Put this to bed. Whatever problem you two have, you need to bury it. Understand?
Yes, sir.
Tony?
Yeah, sure, Joey.
Oh, Dio ci salvi. For now, we fight the enemy we know. The goats promised us security. They failed. We promised the goats a limited response. So now we paint the streets with the blood of these ranchers. Until everything is returned to me, we will break their world.
Let's get wet.
Look, no disrespect, Mr. Giovanni.
What now, Holiday?
We don't have soldiers for an operation like this. Blood begets blood. You got Lee's army.
Then what, Holiday? What do you suggest we do?
I have an idea.
The federal holding cells are dry and ice-like. Straw field mattresses are piled on top of one another for some resemblance of comfort, and the women rest in shifts. Alice does not let any of the girls negotiate for preferential treatment. She has them arm in arm, sitting in a circle, humming and singing Amazing Grace to deter any of the male guards from inappropriateness. That morning, the girls are taken from the cell to a private room where they are met by Tierra Farrow, Kansas City's defender of progressive women everywhere.
Back of the room, ladies. Don't unlink your arms.
Good morning, ladies. Good morning.
Good morning, Miss Farrow.
Come on in.
Thank you, ladies.
Come on. Now, take a seat or find a place where you can see me. If you can't see me, make sure you can hear me. My name is Tierra Farrow. I'm an attorney here in Kansas City. What I mean by that is just that. I'm not here on behalf of another firm. I am cursed to have my own firm. That being said, you will not find another person in this city that cares more for the rights and dignity of women than I do.
Excuse me.
No questions at this time.
We're so confused. But what if...
I'm more than happy to speak to you individually. But at the moment, I am preparing a handful of class action lawsuits for you as a group. Not just for the initial arrest, but for your treatment as a whole from last evening until now. It is my intent to flood the court with affidavits to secure your immediate release until your pending trials. I feel very confident that we can have you cleared of most or all of your infractions before any of you have to stand before a judge. Ladies, there is strength in numbers. Now, I have all your names here on this list. If for some very explainable reason, some of you might have accidentally given the arresting officers a different name, I'll need to know that. But for now, I'll just need a show of hands. If you don't want to be listed in the class action suits against the state and city and federal government, raise your hands.
The suits?
Three?
Put your hands down, girls. Apologies, Miss Farrow, they were confused. We all agree to these suits.
Okay, now how many of you might have accidentally given a wrong name to the men who brought you in? Right, two, four, five.
I gave them a wrong name on purpose.
Well, let me rephrase then. How many of you gave the agents or officers your real name? One. Just you?
Just me. We're not a profession that barters in reality.
However, you do.
My job is very real.
So you speak for these women?
I do.
Sometimes Mike.
Quiet, Clem.
But mostly Alice.
Clem.
I see. And you are?
My full name is Alice Molly Hammer.
My real name is Edith.
Clem!
Edith.
Well, if it's all right with you, I'll start with you first. The rest of you ladies can return to your cell. I'll be calling you in one at a time.
I'm going back there. Alice?
What?
Do we have to keep singing?
Yes. Well, that was a very impressive introduction, Counselor.
I've had it prepared for months.
I'm so sorry.
And when you didn't come home last night...
I know.
I thought I better get down here.
You're too good to me.
Just make sure the girls don't talk to anyone.
I will. Any idea how this all shook out?
A rogue revenue agent broke ranks and singled out your man Giovanni for eradication.
Can he do that?
He did it.
So what now?
Now we bury the courts in paperwork until we find a friendly judge. Or three.
I mean about...
Your paperwork was filed this morning. You'll be out by the end of the day, but I need you to tell those girls the good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They have to follow up or this won't work.
And then?
And then you come home.
I pour you a hot bath and a tall glass of the amber, and you let me do my job.
How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
As quick and determined as Agent Rouse and his select group of revenue agents moved in the spirit at night, the morning operations feel like a hangover. Judges, for whatever reason, cannot be reached, and their city and county cohorts seem unimpressed and ill-motivated. It's clear to Rouse that the ties that bind in this town are deeper than blood. He missed his mark last night. His goal was Giovanni, and now as all the sand runs through his fingers, he grasps at the few grains he has left.
Good morning. Mr. Crosby? Huh? Michael James Crosby? That is you, yeah?
Just Mike.
Oh, you prefer Mike. Or perhaps, Big Mike.
Look, Suit, I'm not gonna talk to you.
Oh, have it your way, Mike. You can call me Mr. Rouse, or Rouse. God, I can never sleep in this place. How was your night? Huh? I'm gonna pour myself a cup of coffee. Would you like one? Huh? Might be the best offer you get all day.
Sure.
Is that a yes?
I'll take a coffee.
Sure thing. Any feathers in your coffee? Sugar?
Nothing.
You ever been far south? Had their coffee? They put chicory in it. You know what chicory is? Oh, Mike? God. It's a flower. Looks a lot like a dandelion. Dry it out, ground it up. Very similar taste to coffee. The southern states mix it with a lot of the coffees. Makes it taste stronger. Yeah. Before I was stationed here, I was in Biloxi. You ever been to Mississippi? Oh, God. I worked for a criminal investigation unit for the government. Yeah. Oh, I fell in love with the food. God. Not the coffee, however. I met a girl there, too. Married her. Moved her back east. Different cultures. Southerners, East Coast people. You know, it must be the winters. When I met my wife, she smiled all the time. Her mother died. She smiled. We lost a dog to a hunting accident, and she smiled. The very first snow back east, she smiled and laughed for a week. But before spring could arrive, she stopped smiling. I get back there 3 times a year now. She's come out to visit me here once. I stopped trying to make her smile over a year ago. Yeah, you shouldn't let other people's happiness weigh on you. No matter how much you might care for them. Happiness, it's a personal choice.
You're a strange man.
I guess what I'm saying is, if I don't care about my wife's happiness...
This coffee's awful.
Exactly.
You don't want me.
Nor do I need you.
Then why am I here?
Because you know, and I know, that this city's operations has more holes in it than the Titanic. Huh? The question is, are you going down with the ship? Better yet, are you going to let your man Giovanni lose his life over what is an easy enough fix?
So, is there an offer?
The justice system in this country is as fickle as that young, blushing southern bride of mine. The only difference is, I know how to make the justice system smile.
You want me to rattle Joey Giovanni?
I need someone who has intimate knowledge of his organization.
Well, I don't know. As far as I know, he and his family own and run a few drugstores in Kansas City. I see him on the street from time to time, you know, on the street, that's all.
Oh, last night you said he never heard of him.
It's a noisy place, the Royale.
You know, I can keep you here for weeks on end.
You threaten me with sleep.
Look, here's the offer. You stand against your man, Giovanni, and you get a pass for the next 4 years. Hell, I'll even release Giovanni after a year or two.
Then what's the point?
The point is, it's just enough to make a name for my career. Get me out of this city.
And I walk.
You and whoever you deem necessary.
Just one thing.
Name it.
You don't know jack about family. You come in here and you tell me you can't even make your wife happy. Why in the hell would I trust you? I was 15 when these people found me, and they gave me a job and a place to live. My old man went west and left me in a tent outside the stockyards. These people saw that I was hungry and they fed me.
Yeah, but at what cost?
What cost?
What have you done for your found family, Big Mike?
I do what I can when I can.
If Giovanni doesn't make this deal, he's as good as dead. Those ranchers will kill him.
Not while I'm around, they won't.
And how are you going to protect him while you're stuck in here with me?
Hey, Big Mike, you're released.
Oh, thanks, Johnny. Well, shucks, Rouse. I don't know. But I'll tell you what. Next time your little wife comes for a visit, send her my way. I'll put a smile on her face.
As Big Mike makes his way out and down the corridor, Agent Rouse hears him laughing and carrying on with his jailers. He takes a sip of his coffee and grimaces. He sets the coffee down and reaches into an inside pocket of his suit jacket to produce a pocket watch. After a long, meditative look, he closes the timepiece and returns it. He sips his coffee. He grimaces. This is Kansas City, 1924.
Good night, Irene. You in my dreams.
Agent Rouse learns a lesson. It is Kansas City in 1924. I wonder how long it will be before the ladies are back at work. And poor Willie Boy, does he survive? Or has Machine Gun Kelly racked up his first four corpses? Change seems to be coming, but which way will the wind be blowing? Featured in this week's episode were Victor Rader Wexler as the narrator, Rusty Sneary as Sweet Anthony, Matt Schwader as Vinnie Holiday, Bree Woods as Rose, Katie Hall as Amy, Chioma Anyanwu as Charlie, Kyle Dick as Tom, Jerry Munyon as Willie Boy, Jan Rogie as Ma Pritchett, Mark Robbins as Joey Giovanni, Mike Ott as Police Captain James Sullivan, Ellen Kirk as Alice, Katie Gilchrist as Tierra Farrow, Jen Mays as Clementine, Sam Cordes as Agent Shane Rouse, and Scott Cordes as Big Mike. The episode was directed by Victor Rader Wexler, sound design and engineering was by John Robertson, and it was written by Forrest Attaway. Kansas City Actors Radio Theater is made possible by support from donors like you and our program sponsors, which include the Estelle S. and Robert A. Long Ellis Foundation, the Muriel McBrien Kaufman Foundation, the Richard J. Stern Foundation for the Arts, the Miller Nichols Charitable Foundation, Theater League, the Missouri Arts Council, Arts KC, and special thanks to Mark and Valerie Andrus. Of course, our exclusive sponsor for Kansas City 1924 is Tom's Town Distillery. Tom's Town spirits don't just break the rules, they change the game. You can find their vodka, gin, and bourbon at your local liquor store. Tom's Town, the people are thirsty. I'm Cinnamon Schultz, and please, stay healthy and stay tuned.